Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. We're as happy as can be. MikeKey, Cat 2014.
Oh, look what you did there. You were thinking, that's right. You were thinking mouse, and then right. You went cat.
I know there's this one guy that said, hey, that's all you're talking about is Reno, Reno, Reno. Hey, douche, you're right. You do a live show, and you'll talk about it, too. But we're very excited. Want to thank the people that have purchased their tickets so far.
Yes.
Long way to go. Long way to go to sell this puppy out, okay? We need everybody, all hands on deck, obviously. But I want to say, you super enthusiasts, that burned up those phone lines the first day or so. Thank you. We appreciate you buying your tickets. We know they're more expensive, and we thank you for supporting us. God bless you for that. We like that, and we want to get we're gonna get that room as filled as it was 2 years ago
exactly. When
we did Reno. Now, this is always a work in progress. We get the date with Circus, then we move on to thinking about what we're going to do. We're having lots of discussions as far as the entertainment. We have, as I say, the next big comedy find who
yes.
will be doing a phenomenal stand-up at the
going to be
at
huge
the, at Cat 2014.
Mike, what they call it in the business? They
at
call
Cat 2014.
They call it a set. He's going to do a hot set.
He's going to do a really hot set, and really, I hope that he's still with us by the time November 15th rolls around. That he's not been plucked by Last Comic Standing or the funniest man in America.
Thought
or whatever.
You meant his lifestyle might have caught up with him.
Well, that too. But you know what? Hey, we don't want to go into too much detail.
No.
But this is going to be. I think you're going to be highly entertained. Now, the last time we did that, we had our friend Mickey Coachella, who opened for us. This time, we're going to have the comedian to be named later, and it's a terrific find.
B.A.
I think you're going to really like this because not only is he as contemporary as the day is long, but he also is kind of pays homage to the comedians of days past.
A celebrity in his own right.
That. Well, what yeah, he does? Oh, absolutely, a celebrity in his own right.
Mike, he calls up the ghosts of the past.
Tell
while
your brother,
forward.
Rob, tell your brother, he's in that mode again today. He's
is
it? He's dangerous
oh my God,
today.
He is. He's like a time bomb, a ticking time
dangerous.
Bomb.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. We can't have him spoil Cat 2014.
Now, as far as our live show in Reno, we're always thinking. We're always thinking, mm-hmm. how do we make it entertaining for you, the peeps? Now, the fact is that the last time that we did our fantastic show out there, we had a wonderful live band, and we had a contest for who wants to be our house band mm-hmm. out in Reno. This time, we have decided that we're going to modern things up. I swear to God, I get on an aeroplane and land in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you don't see headliners anymore. You don't see George Wallace anymore. You don't see
Donnie and Marie.
Engelbert Humperdinck anymore. You don't see Wayne Newton. You know what you see? You see DJs.
That's right. That's what the kids
you
love.
You see DJs yes. because mm-hmm. DJs today are making millions of dollars by showing up at these events. And
now,
I'm
Mike,
here
you're
to
hipper
say,
than
yes.
me. Now, you mean to say that when you land in Las Vegas, there's like a big sign that says, come see Uncle Johnny?
No, it's not that kind of DJ, Rob.
No, what no. do you mean?
We're talking about club DJs.
Like
that get the millions of dollars.
Oh, they mix them beat yeah. to beat and back to back.
Dead Mouse. Yeah. You yes. know, you've got these yes. people that are doing. Who are some of the other ones? Oscar,
Cascade.
Those are the only
ones. Mm-hmm.
Cascade. These
oh,
DJs.
Cascade plays. And, tops and listen, are coming off and panties are dropping.
Now, let me tell you this.
Wow.
Nothing has changed
nothing.
As far as the Mike O'Mara Show's desire to provide you with the finest entertainment that we can get for free. And that's why it is time to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, cue the very special DJ Cat 2014 mix. There we go. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to announce our fabulous DJ contest, where you will be on stage with us entertaining the masses at the Mandalay Ballroom in the Circus Hotel and Casino. If you're an aspiring DJ or if you're an established DJ that just wants to get greater exposure,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very, very excited that we are going to have a DJ, our house DJ for the evening at CAP 2014. And we're going to be opening that up to talent around the country. You don't necessarily just have to be in the Reno area.
No, no.
You can be in the Sacramento area. You can be in Las Vegas. You can be anywhere. If you, you know, want to pay your own way to get out there, you can do that. Obviously, a Reno, you know, Northern California DJ would be someone we would be looking for.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you know, we want to have somebody that's going to roll in there and do their thing. Am I leaving
anything
out?
And light
out,
up the place.
Yeah.
We need
you to
good
light
energy.
Up the place. Because after we're done, after our little dog and pony show is over, we want you to dance the night away and have a fantastic time.
Yeah.
And party before the show gets started as well.
The
and
pre-party.
Have lots of course. The pre-party is going to be a rock and roll.
And
it's going to be a whole evening.
You have to have a system just, you know, really for Rob that plays records.
Well, no, you don't have to have that. I'm not bringing any vinyl with me. Maybe a few 45s. That's it.
Yeah.
Play some Jermaine Jackson.
Hey, man. How you doing? Hey.
Yeah.
You got any ecstasy? You got any X?
Who wants a candy flip?
Yeah. So it's our CAP 2014 DJ contest. That's right.
My question for you, though.
Would you like to be the next Cascade, Rob?
I feel more like the Dead Mouse, I think.
Yes. You mean Dead Mouse 5?
If someone were to come into the arena, and that's what I prefer to call the Mandalay Ballroom. If someone were to come into the arena, would there be a way they could recognize the disc jockey instantly?
Jesus, that's giving me a
Hey, man. That's our anthem.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, listen, look, for our tastes, I'm going to turn this over to the young men in the room. I'm going to have my say, of course, as I
always like
to do. I
think you might
want to
say young man. Because there's really only one.
Yeah.
Well,
even
no, we've
Pony's
got,
pretty old.
We've got Pony. We've got Rofo. We've got Oscar.
Fantana's holding on strong.
Yeah. And we've got
skin of his teeth.
Yeah. Barely.
We have Mac.
Mac's
you know
up,
what we don't up. Know though. You know how old
Love
is
him.
How old is Alan?
Alan Thicke?
Alan Goodman?
No, your intern, Alan. Because maybe he would have an opinion. I mean, if we're really
it's
going
not
to...
here.
Oh, no! He
I used it
off?
Today. I'll tell you all about that.
It's Alan's
God,
day
I
off.
It. I use it to Alan's
Sounds
it's
good.
Alan's day off. Alan's
not scheduled for Thursdays.
Alan, it's the day he has to go see his probation officer today, unfortunately. But so here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's the CAP 2014 DJ Contest. Submit your entries to DJ, two letters, DJ... at MikeOMaraShow.com, and you can do that starting today, and we will be receiving that. Now, Rob,
yes.
This is my question for you.
Yes.
I'm fine with, you know, obviously the music matters, but I would say an introductory letter of some kind to indicate that they get the joke.
Of course.
That they get it, and but you know, we do want a real DJ. We want somebody to provide the music. And I, you know, because I am old school, I certainly wouldn't mind to have a little... old school, you know, that would
sure.
be cool for me.
And, but Mike, you
don't
did,
make it a prerequisite.
You
though.
Did ignore my question. You're ignoring a certain
Scare
aspect to this. Is there a certain uniform that the disc jockey will be wearing?
Well, okay. I think that if you are chosen as the official DJ for CAP 2014,
right.
which is shaping up to be one of the greatest nights and weekends in the history of Reno, Nevada.
Of course.
I will tell you this, that... we will reserve the right, and we will make you sign paper to this effect, that we will reserve the right to create your uniform. And part of their uniform. Now, when I
no, and this is not a punishment. This is an
no,
honor.
No, gentlemen,
this
you,
is a, no, gentlemen. This is an
is
honor.
Like telling a,
no, you're going to love this.
This is an honor. This is honor because not only will you wear whatever outfit that Rob decides to costume you in, but at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, if you are chosen as the CAP 2014 DJ, house DJ for the night, you will have the honor of wearing this hat.
Yeah! Mike's custom ringmaster hat.
This is a custom. This is thousands of dollars worth of beating that went into this hat.
And Mike, and you know, considering what's going on with the NFL, let's be very specific. Beating with beads.
Yeah, beads.
B-E-A-D.
Beating.
That's the kind of beating we're talking about.
Beating.
And there's only one of those hats in the world.
Can't wait till all those emails come in.
The uniform.
Now, are you mocking that? That we're not going to get. We're going to get a lot of people that want to
I can't
this.
Wait. I can't wait to see them.
The uniform is essentially the hat. As Deadmau wears the mouse head, you will be the ringmaster of fun.
When you see that hat, you will know that this hat
it's
that I'm
party
wearing right
time.
Here, and this is a pain in the ass for me because I don't want, I might ship it out.
I think
you
should.
I might ship it. I don't want to carry
it's
this.
It's a hat.
Or Mike, wear it on the plane.
Yeah. You wear it on the plane, no problem.
Hi, welcome. Good morning. Good morning. I'll be following you. I'll be flying with you to Denver and then on to Reno.
Ooh. Do you know how many times you'd bump your head coming into the plane on the overhead thing?
Do you hate luggage?
I hate carry-on. All right. Oh, here's a little trick. Here's a tribute for Twitch there. Hold on a second.
The greatest show on earth.
In Reno, for that night, the greatest show on earth is going to be the Mike O'Barra Show live, baby.
Twitch should come.
Yeah, twice.
I hope Twitch comes. Yeah, I'll see if he
comes. I think it would be great, Mike.
If he comes, you should bring some freaks. Twitch, if you come, bring some freaks with
freaks. I don't think they do the sideshow anymore.
Hey, Connies, I got a buddy pass.
Do you know one of the things Twitch has always wanted me to do is do a freak show? He wants me to do a freak show.
Yeah, yes, he does. In his bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't think that kind of freak show.
We might be getting our first entry. Hold on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, this disc jockey's chosen to call.
Oh, and that disc jockey has chosen to answer his call.
Yeah, this disc jockey has disabled the do not disturb portion of his call.
Absolutely. Song. Well, it's you send it to DJ at MikeOMaraShow.com. All right? Thank you very much. All right, that's good stuff. That's my cousin Ben.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding, of course. It's going to be very, very exciting. Oscar, how are the ticket sales going? I'm going to start doing that.
When you don't get an email from me, Mike, that means that, you know, I had a big come to Jesus with myself yesterday.
Ah.
Because I got an update on the tick count. And I was like, eh. And I said, if I start sending Mike numbers every day, how they send them to me.
Right.
Then I set a precedent.
Right.
But if I just give Mike numbers once in a while, then it'll become once in a while.
Understood.
Right? Yeah. So I haven't received any new numbers, Mike. I'll let you know when I do.
So did you get an email from them yesterday?
Yeah, I get an email from them every day.
Every day, and so it wasn't a good email, so that's why you didn't share. So you've said that you're not going to share stuff with me, and then by saying what you just said,
you were listening. I didn't know these were things wrong.
You made me freak out.
That
this is
so
what
strange.
Happened the last time. We get that initial surge, and then it creeps in. After
it's
that,
a storm
right?
surge.
It's a storm surge. Yeah, but so do people have to try harder? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think they need to try harder. If we don't sell at least 400 of these, then we reserve the right. So,
well, we can't. We can't go out there if we don't sell.
And exactly. Let me also be clear, and this is not me
We're a little shy of one third of a way towards.
We're getting there. You guys are effing phenomenal, and I'm talking about you, and you listening right now that have bought their tickets, and I've let Mike know, and I've let everybody know in the TMOS fan club.
I just hope the people you pointed to are on the video stream so they know that they've been pointed to.
Yeah, if you look at the TMOS fan club, which is a very interesting place, you'll see that there are like 30 tickets that have been sold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So those guys.
If you look at the real ticket sales, you see almost 200 tickets that have been sold.
And know this, that the Circus Casino is a business. It's run by MGM. And they take a cartoon-sized portion of those ticket sales.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why we say if we don't meet a certain level, we can't afford to get out there.
Yeah, the bottom line is we have to sell 400 tickets to this. Yes. And it is we are small but strong, but it is still an effort, and it requires people to step up. So if you're somebody that was there last time or you know somebody that was there last time, we count on everybody in our fan base to get
brand
the word
new show.
Out and let people
gonna
know.
Have a great
now,
time.
The bottom line is, and we'll be honest with you this way, too. The fact is the initial ticket sales were better than they were two years
absolutely.
Ago.
Absolutely. That storm surge, Cat 5.
But the storm surge after the storm surge.
Cat 5?
After the Cat storm surge, it was kind of, it's like, well, how are we doing right now? You know, after that initial storm surge, are we doing
the
okay
lady
here?
At the box office bought a carton of cigarettes because she thought it was going to be a long day yesterday.
Of course.
She's only gone
through one pack.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
that's how we'll measure.
We want to yellow those teeth. If that makes any sense at all.
Let me mention to it again. We are going to be having the contest for a DJ. Send it to DJ at MikeOMaraShow.com, and we will be picking the entries out. If you know somebody who you like, somebody that happens to spin at a club that you go to, check it out. Make sure he sends it along.
Get on it.
And you'll be on stage with us. Rob, you're conspicuously quiet.
Why? Right? Why do you say
because,
this?
Because, I look at you and we start talking about this ticket sales, and Rob does this.
Where's
Rob,
my stapler?
Oscar and I are over here like spinning and selling.
I will
and
tell
you
why.
Are sitting here
I will
just
tell
going
you
like
why.
This.
Every time in the past 5 years that I've tried to help with anything like this, you always say, "Shut up, Rob. You don't do this."
No,
that's
so
not
I'm staying
true.
Out of the way. No, it's
that's
true.
But
true.
He's also not comfortable with money.
He's not comfortable with anything business.
he's learning.
That's why his wife manages his finances. Here's your allowance. Go to King's Dominion. Do it that way. He's a brilliant, brilliant comedian encyclopedic musicologist. That
whatever.
The show would not be the same. But I'll tell you, when it comes to this, it's just like, you know, grab an oar. Grab a goddamn oar and pull. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We'll take a break when we come back.
No, we've got to start the show. Yes.
Oh, the show hasn't started yet?
No.
We'll start the show and grab an oar.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, Jim Corrigan. Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, mm-hmm. nobody there, you know. Mm-hmm. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
Mm-hmm. I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know, like that. And mm-hmm. for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself and... You feel shame, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you get free.
The Chiefs are at home tonight against Cyanusport at the War Memorial at 8. Good seats are still available. I think that went very well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, you know it's football season and it wouldn't be a Hawks game without the Hawkeye Golden Girl. And that's why we want to tip our hats to Oshkosh, Wisconsin's own Whitney
Arthur.
Whitney Secker Anderson, now celebrating her third season as the Hawkeye Marching Band Golden Girl.
Woo!
Ahoy, Whitney!
Ooh. Whitney Anderson, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Is she the one that throws the twirling thing, the baton?
Yes, I believe we actually had, this is the same young lady I believe that was on our show. I believe
so. Incredible.
Oh,
definitely
it's great
have
stuff.
A few pictures of her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, behave yourself, all right? This is the innocent
Wonder
is
if she could DJ.
Oh,
she'd be a great DJ.
Are you mocking my DJ contest?
Not at all.
Are you mocking my DJ
Not
contest?
Not at all. Don't be so self-conscious.
Jeez.
I'm
think
doing
it's
a callback to it.
Okay, I just want to make sure
it's
going to
be great.
You guys like the idea of doing it?
Absolutely.
DJ,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's going to be fantastic.
Anyway,
the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they get it. I love it. I have to tell you that. I love the setup. I love improvisational theater as we ramp up to the show. I love the fact that the ideas will be coming in just like a Jackson Pollock painting where we throw stuff up and see what sticks to the wall. I love that we have to do the ticket shill and we get paranoid about it because tickets sell the exact same way for every live show that we ever do.
True.
And I love getting out there, getting off the plane. And I especially love, just doing this for you guys because it's a lot of fun. And we look forward to meeting everybody. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds.
Uh-huh.
I love my Sleep Number. I do. And, well, now I have to tell you that both my dog Beluga and my dog Frankie have bonded with me, and they love the Sleep Number, too. Now, yeah, as a matter of fact, the dual-air technology that I have on my Sleep Number King bed, has a little seam down the middle of it.
Sure.
And Mr. Beluga came over to my side last night. It was a little chilly, the air conditioning was running a little longer than it should, and we had a little cuddle time, and Beluga and I were sleeping bunkmates last night.
Can Beluga get in the bed without assistance?
I will tell you the story behind that, and there are good nights and there are bad nights, but...
It's like you're living with canine Elvis.
Some nights offer assistance.
Some nights are good, some nights are bad.
Sometimes it's like you have telepathy, Rob, because you might have been there in the bedroom last night. Anyway, let me tell you about the Sleep Number bed.
What makes you say I wasn't?
The Sleep IQ technology uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. It will give you the best night's sleep ever. It's the smartest bed in the world, and you'll wonder how you slept without it. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Tweaked it up to an 85 when I had the back issues. Back down to an 80 again. There's only one place in the world. Carlos, by the way, is an 85. There's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that is a Sleep Number store. Come in right now, and you'll find the C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology. It starts at $999.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And coming soon on these very Sleep Number commercials that you've heard me do all year long, I will tell you that we will be having an assistant doing the commercial, and that is a 94-year-old woman up in Boston.
Oh, outstanding.
Hopefully we'll be talking about how much she enjoys her sleep. I am not above including my elderly mother in a Sleep Number commercial, and I'm very, very
excited. Demos.
Just have to get her into a studio.
Yeah.
That's no, she'll be on the telly, and I'm looking forward to that.
That is cool. Yeah. That is awesome.
So, Rob, you mentioned Beluga.
Yes.
And since you mentioned that, so... He struggles to get up there.
How old is Beluga now?
He's 70, probably dog years, about 70.
And also, you know, you should say
8-9 years old.
Beluga is a pug and has had its, you know, issues with health. Yeah. I think once you pulled all those rotten teeth, Beluga felt better.
Yeah, he did. But he is sedentary.
Yes.
He is not a dog that likes to move on any level whatsoever.
Sounds familiar.
When I take the dogs out in the morning, Frankie is out of his mind. As a matter of fact, I was up at 6 o'clock this morning. I'll tell you what I was doing later, but you hear from the other side of the door. I don't let them out of the bedroom yet. And you hear, I'm like, Frankie, chill. And Frankie's just going back and forth going, time to go out.
They're locked in the bedroom.
Time to go out. I shut the door of the bedroom door, and that's where they hang out. I don't let them out because once I let them out, it's go time. Leashes come on, poop bags come out of the closet, and it's time to go out and say hi to the ladies. Tell the ladies I'm so lonely and get the weird look. Ooh.
Jesus.
I'm going out of my effing mind. It's the best part of my day. I don't know what that says about me. But anyway, so Beluga last night, I do this deal where he has to be cajoled. He's not bright enough or industrious enough to know that that's where he wants to sleep.
All right, question
He's
for
stupid
you.
Stupid that way. So, but he knows that I want him to come up there, and it is like, Beluga, come on up here. Beluga, come up here. Beluga, come up here. And last night it was like, because he's such a...
Now, question for you.
It's a love-hate relationship with this dog, because there are things I love about this dog, but then I look at him and say, you're just so there. You offer nothing.
Dog breeds, nothing. Mike. Dog breeds have personalities and you know, things attributed to them. For example, the Labrador is very friendly.
Labs.
The German Shepherd is very smart.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they're smart.
Would
and
you
both
say
of those
pug,
dog, those breeds you mentioned, they are both very energetic and industrious.
Is the pug a wise dog? Is it a smart dog?
No. Nope.
As
a matter
dog.
Of fact, okay, go down the list, Rob. Ask me the qualities of the dog, and I'll tell you if he possesses them.
Okay, loyalty.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Good watchdog.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, because he will bark when you are in the room with him.
Too late.
He'll
it's
bark
late.
Out of his mind. If you're standing next to him and a stranger comes to the door, he'll be like, ah, 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 because there is zero bravery in the dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Zero bravery in the breed.
No courage.
Obedience.
50-50.
Okay.
Yeah, he really doesn't. He doesn't come when
does
he's
does what he wants.
Okay, this is a softball. Loyalty.
You have to call him like 9 times to get him to call to come.
Loyalty.
You said
you
loyalty.
Okay.
Are
trainability.
Okay?
Trainability. I have not really trained the dog, but no, I would say no. He's not easily
nothing.
Trainable.
All right, and overall intelligence.
Absolutely. Dumb as dumb can be. Dumb like you go out to a mailbox and
right.
Frankie goes along the right side of it and he, Beluga, would wrap around the mailbox 8 times until yeah. he strangled to death. Now, you say a lot of dogs do that, but he has no sense of what direction he's going.
Yeah. Okay.
And right. it's
like
it's
he
very
has an out, but he'll never find it.
But you say, Beluga, come, Beluga, come. And last night he chose, I have to take some of the bedding off the top of the bed to lower the landing area so that he will have less clearance.
Now, when you do that,
oh, I'm
Mike,
not kidding you. The other night he didn't get up because it was too high because we had the fluffy little comforter on top of the bed. So I had to pull that away so it was just the sheet. And
too
then
much
he,
goose down.
Then,
when like you that, remove the comforter, do you feel the pee that's under your mattress?
No, but under the entire bed?
Yes.
Is I need to get under there. I need to get under there with a steam cleaner.
Oh,
why?
Just
hair? Because that's where the dogs have their hair and their anal glands and everything I don't know what's
you
down
mean like
there.
Under the frame?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have small enough frame. Dogs, they can get under your bed.
Well, Frankie in particular, he lives down there, and if I hear that,
there's some butt dragging going on.
At night, you know, these dogs.
What's he doing down there?
They're all
what's
I have.
What's he doing?
He's likely dragging his ass.
Oh God!
I bought him T-bones again, and I forget Frankie doesn't digest T-bones.
So he's just
those little dog treats.
Yeah, yeah.
You forgot.
So yeah. Last night, it's so Chokey funny you bring that up. Two nights ago, it was really, and I don't, he's probably up at the door right now because I'm going, Beluga, come. And then I pound on the bed, Beluga, come. Beluga, come. And you hear, you know, because he's like, duh, 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 duh,
he's
duh,
panicking.
Duh. And it's like, and then finally he jumps up. And when he gets up, the tail is wagging. He's licking my face. It's like a triumph. He's so happy.
But you
and
don't
he's there for the
him.
Night.
You don't lift him.
No, God damn it. I'm dealing with my own back issues. I'm not lifting his fat ass up on the bed when he's capable of propelling himself up there. Now, last night he was the real battle where he, you know, he's just choosing not to. And I don't ask anything.
Maybe
of
he's
this
got
animal.
Bad hips now.
I don't know. Well, he may, but I do too. So I'm not reaching over there. And I'm, by the way, when I call him up there, I'm in for the night. And when I dock this, freighter for the evening, and I cast off, and I'm in that bed, you know, unless there's some urinary urgency, I'm not getting out of that bed.
When you lay in the bed, Mike, it sounds like when a train pulls into the station and lets the last steam out.
Exactly. Yeah. Beluga, come. Beluga, come. And last night was the real struggle until I finally rolled over on my left side. I look over the side. I'm like, Beluga, come. And he does, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you know you can get up here. You got up here last night. Two nights ago, you got up here with the greatest of ease. You're doing it again tonight. I said that to him. I said, you're coming up here under your own power
you're
tonight.
You're speaking this way. You're reasoning with a dog.
I'm talking to him. I have nobody else to talk to in the house.
Do you ever utter these words? Don't make me get the switch.
That's right. That's
no.
Right.
No, you will not have me arrested for dog abuse. I will not be doing that. Who do I look like, huh? Do I look like a running back? Huh? Please, stop
Oscar,
it.
Oscar, we essentially worked alongside Beluga for almost 5 years.
Saw
the dog every day in that bed. Don't you think if you saw just like a video, a YouTube video of Beluga jumping up onto a bed, it would look like science fiction?
Yeah.
I can picture
it. I can't see it.
It would look like when the monster runs out of the building in Ghostbusters.
Right.
It looks like surreal.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
It couldn't possibly happen. How would those little, useless, Tyrannosaurus-like legs?
Yeah, those tiny little legs that are too close to the
how
body.
How does Beluga propel up to
he
the
does.
Bed?
He does. He gets it done. He gets it done because
I
he wants to
imagine.
Do it.
I can't imagine.
And I need him to do that because he is so incredible. Sedentary that you know he sleeps all day
yes.
and all night. He sleeps probably 18 hours a day.
Change his
I
name
mean,
to
sleeps.
Wow.
Change
that's
his name
what he
to
does.
Carrie. It'd be a good name for him.
Oh God, that is terrible.
That is, isn't it?
That is horrible.
And you know what? Way too soon.
Yeah. But incidentally, my sheets are white, and if you saw them now, they're probably off black based on the wire hair that's in there.
Oh.
I don't care. I love the little
and,
guy.
Of course, all of your alone
you
time.
You don't care about
yeah,
hygiene?
All of my alone. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, if you want to know what Three Stooges character I am, hey, pretty sure it's Curly. We'll come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. That sound can mean only one thing, friends. It's CAT 2014, the Mike O'Mara Show Live. We are returning to the Mandalay Ballroom at the Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in scenic, beautiful Reno, Nevada. Saturday, November 15th at 8 p.m. The whole gang is going to be there. Rob, Oscar, me, everybody. Get your tickets by calling the Circus Circus box office at 800-648-5010. That's 800-648-5010. All the information you need, my friends, is at our website, MikeOMaraShow.com, for CAT 2014. The Mike O'Mara Show Live. We'll see you there.
Too tired of that sound. God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we've been goofing around for weeks now, months actually,
yes,
about our Amazon page, but it really is the number one way to support the show. And we need to remind you of one very, very important fact. You just need to go to our website, click on the Amazon link, and that's all it takes. You don't get any change in price. It's the exact same phenomenal deals they offer on Amazon, but it helps our show when you buy it through our website. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here with today's Amazon purchase of the day is Rob Spiewak.
You know, it's always a pleasure when a listener treats themselves to a brand new television.
Oh, my God.
That's right. It's the LG Electronics 42-inch LED color TV. Features 5 inputs and digital audio output. Why not treat yourself to one today? Back to you, Wink.
Yes, never fear. Amazon still sells tubas, Tang, brass knuckles, mayonnaise, and corrective shoes. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show. Bookmark Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com. And rest easy, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
I am going. I told Carla today. We had an early morning conversation.
I may be going with the attorney.
Going out of my mind. You guys notice a change at all that I might be going? I know she's not divorcing me, thank God.
No.
Do you notice a change? I'm kind of going squirrely.
Well, no. It's what I have noticed is a quiet, simmering rage.
Yes.
I would say. Would you
that's
agree?
Normal, yeah. Though. That's the way.
No. More you. Normally, the rage burns hot and fast, yeah, and it's over. Now it just seems to be an underlying, almost like hearing an air conditioning hum, yeah, when you're
higher
outside.
Higher levels of cholesterol is what I see.
It's like, yeah, all every time we're talking to you, Mike, there in the background, there's a.
Yeah, I never knew you were this needy.
Yeah.
Well, I am needy, and there's the bulletin, and you've won the new Corvette.
It's a new Corvette.
What I was looking for. Just wanted to play that for the
hell of it. That's my favorite.
Because
tell him what he's won, Bob.
It's a new Corvette.
There you go.
Usually, that gaping hole of emotion that needs to be filled with attention.
Yes.
Is filled by what we do here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we pay attention to you.
Yeah, there's. I heard.
I pay attention to you. It's a two-way street.
What's that?
Shut up.
I was listening to It's Mickey yesterday. And he's got a new episode out, by the way.
His back to school special.
No, he's doing a weekly schedule. He's one episode a week.
Oh, perfect.
Which is
okay.
Good. Perfect for him. Oh, it's a phone call.
Mike's on the phone.
Does Mike listen to us?
No.
When we talk to him?
No, that's Mickey calling in.
Oh.
He's saying, Mike, I'm doing 1 week now.
Shady Power. Come on. God, get off my ass.
Why are you answering calls during the effing show?
And what happened to the do not disturb?
A place where I, what? You were both talking at the same time.
No,
what?
You're answering calls during the show. Why are you doing that?
Same reason you text during the show. I think I might have some business.
No one's calling you about business.
Yeah, but what about?
I think I might have some business.
What happened to the do not disturb?
I,
it's not good enough. He needs to see the phone.
I have
lights
a new
up.
Phone.
The phone lights up, and the phone lights up is what it says. And he has the number. He's like, "Oh, I got to answer."
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have a new phone. Remember, so I didn't reset it to do that.
Interesting.
So, let me add here.
So,
do not disturb.
Mike is so desperate
here
for attention. He thought he was getting a business call.
I see.
You and I both know he doesn't deal with the business.
Mike is so needy right now.
Oscar, give me a call. Give me a call.
I'll
now.
Call you.
See, okay. See if it works.
Mike is so needy right now that most telemarketing calls end with the telemarketer saying, "Listen, I really got to go."
You're like, "Look, man, I see
it's
where
been
you're
a pleasure,
through.
But
I'm really getting squirrely. I'm trying to fill the days. I'm trying to do the
go
best
to the gym.
I can.
Do a meetup. Oscar loves the meetups.
Yes.
I don't. Do a meetup. Easy
meet
for you
up.
To say, okay, Mr. Wizard. How do I pull that up? Just sit here and talk about it. Now, see,
no,
it's ringing.
We talked about it. You go onto the Craigslist.
Yeah, go to meetup.com.
Yeah,
I'm not
and,
doing that.
And type in you host.
And somebody sent me I've gotten links from people. I've gotten links from people. Mike, you like to play music. Go to a meetup where people play. I'm not doing that.
What
I'm
about Colin? That. Colin Grease? He's down there. He's probably lonely.
Does he live down here?
Yeah, he lives in Florida.
I thought he was back in Maryland. Doesn't he split his time?
He's in Florida right now.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, that would be.
Hello, Doug. Mike O'Mara. I was wondering if you'd like to get together. I understand that Jack Diamond is once again between jobs, and we're going to fly him down here, and we'll have a fantastic time.
You can get on the good ship O'Mara.
Hey, I was wondering, Mike, if you wanted to come over. I've got a brand new deck of cards, and we can play slapjack.
Yeah, let's go out and get a mangrove snapper. Yeah, let's do that right now. No, I'm filling the days as best I can, and I'm doing some household projects. I did a household project this morning at 6 a.m. I was up early and demonstrated
That's sad. You set your alarm to get up to do a household project?
No,
Is that when Alan got there?
I woke up at 5:45. I went to bed at about 10:30. Mm-hmm. That's why Alan's out there. Yes,
Alan gets there at 6 usually, right?
Yeah, Alan gets there. Well, he quit today, unfortunately.
Now you see that's a new wrinkle. I thought he just had the day off?
What project? Because I know that your show prep, you know, really you allot a certain amount of time. So do a project before your show prep. That should take some time.
I allot 2 hours to do my show prep in the morning and. 2.5 if we're doing a couple of shows.
What was so urgent that you had to do it before the show?
I figured that because I was up an hour before I would normally be up, I said, you know, let me utilize this time. Yesterday, I made a purchase to help me a little bit. We are down here in Florida, and we are renovating a bathroom, and I have been relegated to the second bathroom. I only have 2 bathrooms down here, and I am now in the guest bathroom, and the guest bathroom is, small. It's like what you would see at a Holiday Inn.
Full bath,
it's that
though?
Kind. It's the tub. It's a full bath.
It has a tub and not a stand-up shower.
Yeah, to be honest, all the years I've had this house, I've never used that until the last week or so. And so one of the problems I have is when I get into that shower and I seal the curtain shut, the vacuum or the air causes the shower curtain to kind of push in a little bit. And I decided that, you know, I've been to enough motels and been on the road where nowadays the modern shower has this shower, what do they call it?
The rod.
The shower rod that bows out and gives you a rounded shower head that gives you 4 or 5 inches that is fantastic.
The illusion of more space.
It's not an illusion. It's not an illusion. I'll get to that later. You're skipping ahead in the story. But the fact is, I said, if they have one of these shower heads that...
Shower rods that
you screw, you twist it, and it kind of automatically wedges itself between the walls.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm all in.
It uses the force just to hold itself.
And you could use the brackets that are already there that were installed when the house was built.
Yes.
So I went down to the local Home Beyond.
Yes.
And I just say that because I like to hear Rob say Beyonce.
Oh, do you mean the sisters, the very talented musical act?
The Knowles sisters.
I believe
Rob.
The Knowles sisters. One of them is married to Jay-Z.
What's her name?
Her name is Belle. But she also has a sister.
What's the sister's name? The one that got in a fight with Jay-Z in the elevator.
That's the one. And her name is.
What's her name?
let me think if I can't recall this. It is. Solo.
So I'm at the Home Bayon, and I go down there, and I decide if I can find one of these, and I go through this row, and they've got all these rounded shower rods that require hardware, where you got to mount them on, screw them into the wall.
Have you before you left the home to see how much space you were working with?
Oh, yeah, no.
You know what they always say, measure twice and cut once.
Yeah. Look, I'm assuming this is a standard tub. And
there's
this
really
is not going to require
of,
this.
But it's not a standard there.
But hold on. What I do know is that if the only kind that I can get require the screws and the hardware, I'm out of it. I'm not doing it. It's not going to be
much
my
work.
Trip.
This is just a pleasure trip then.
Not going to be my trip, Daddy-O. But I see the third one I see is stainless steel or plastic, whatever the hell it is. and it's got the adjustable one where you can mash it up against the wall. And the one we have in there now is the adjustable one that's mashed up. And it's been there for 13 years.
Essentially, it's a tension rod.
It's an old rod, just like I have, an old rod.
Or the guy who used to announce the Price is Right.
Not that old.
Not that old, no. Yeah, I got a kid walking around to prove that. Am I right, fellas? Am I right, fellas?
That's for the end of the news.
He's got blonde hair.
Yeah, no, they, see, I'm not doing it at the end of the news today, so I put it there with that one. But anyway, so I see it, and I'm real happy. What did he say?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing. Take a break. We're going to come
back. I didn't say anything.
F you, Oscar.
I didn't say a single thing.
Yes, you did. You picked on me.
I didn't pick on you.
That's all you ever do. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and I'll tell you how the project went.
Yay!
Right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show. Isn't this fun?
Where it began.
Yes, Neil Diamond.
I can't to sing for you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I've been toying with the idea at CAT 2014 when we are out in Reno of perhaps working one of our fine sponsors into the show. Now, we have people that are legitimately going to be sponsoring that show. We're very excited about that. But when I'm thinking about Harry's.com, well, the possibilities are quite endless.
Yeah.
They're really endless. So who knows? We'll see if the good people at Harry's would like to maybe get involved in some sort of tomfoolery and hijinks out there on the stage. And,
you know, I like where your head is at, Mr. O'Meara.
Well, you know, shaving's always been entertaining. Anyway, shaving is difficult. You get razor burn, all that nasty stuff. But Harry's has solved the problem. One of the products I bought yesterday when I was out and about and I was bored at the Home Depot was a shaving mirror that is a fogless shaving mirror where you put the water from the shower into the shaving mirror and it helps you shave. So I used my Harry's razor this morning in the shower and it worked great. It worked well. I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about Harry's.
Okay.
They make their own blades in their own German factory, crafted by shaving experts. The result? Blades that respect your face and your wallet. On average, you'll save $150 a year just by using Harry's instead of other lousy blades. I have been using this razor for weeks now, and I have not changed it yet. I'm going to change it when it gets dull, if it ever does get dull, but it doesn't seem to.
You know what they are, Mike? They're wicked sharp.
Wicked sharp. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to Harry's.com now. Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for the limited time offer and start shaving better today. So, yeah, I bought that too. I bought the little shaving mirror.
Will you entertain one question about it?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that the only thing you bought from the Sky Mall catalog?
I went to Brookstone.
Love your gadgets.
I was killing time gadgets before I went to the Gandolfini movie yesterday, and I was looking literally. I was on my way to Bed Bath & Beyond where I was going to get a shaving mirror for the shower, and I walked into Brookstone, and I was just literally killing time, wasn't going to buy anything, and they had a shaving mirror that has a reservoir up at the top, and the way you do it is you fill that with the shower water.
Right.
At the same temperature, and it prevents the mirror from fogging.
Science.
And I am here to tell you it worked. And then it gives you a little holder for your Harry's razor, and I shaved in the shower today.
Perfect.
And it's a time saver.
Yeah, you can find it on Amazon.com. I just found it. Pretty good.
Scott. Really, man? That's tough.
You know, Oscar, I promote Amazon.com, and I'm not going to wait 2 days every time I get something, okay?
God forbid.
I'm not going to do that. I happen to be out at a store. Just because I know we support Amazon, I still occasionally walk into a store and buy something.
I can't wait to get the residual checks from Brookstone.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I should have ordered it that way.
I actually go out of my way. I see something in a store, and then I look on my phone on Amazon, and I'm like, wait a second, I'll just get it on Amazon.
That's amazing. Mike, did you sit in the massage chair at Brookstone? That's always fun.
No, screw that. I hate those things.
Smells like shopper, doesn't it?
Do you know that I told you that where I got my office chair, that they had those insanely priced chairs?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to one of those stores that sells the incredibly expensive, like $8,000 or $9,000 that they sell
these things for?
Oh, no,
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's like buying a car.
You have to try one of these. They are phenomenal. I'd never pay the money for it.
I was going to say, for $9,000, Mike, it better massage me everywhere.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's
everywhere.
Happy.
It almost causes pain. They're so strong. They're incredible.
Carrie comes up. Why are you sitting face down in your chair?
Why do I have to change the plastic every day?
I said, I'm just, oh, I God, said, but amazingly, nasty. The mirror didn't fog up.
Can we get back to your Mike Vila?
Yeah, Bob so Vila. I get the right shower rod God. Yesterday, and 6 o'clock, I say, you know, I can knock this out, because all you have to do is take the old one down and put the new one up.
Right,
and
the brackets are already there.
Right.
Boom,
and
bam.
Here's just, why do the companies, you could have made this product in two pieces and just put it together, and then you just screw it into the wall. But instead, they decide that you have to adjust, you have to put the hardware on the end, on one end of the pole, and you have to put it on the other end of
the
pole.
The problem,
and that
Mike,
too would be easy if they decided to make it easy. They decide to make it impossibly difficult.
Well, the thing is if it's curved, it can't telescope.
Yeah, it can't.
And now if it's a straight one,
it can telescope because both pieces are curved.
Ah.
So it does telescope.
Smarty.
But here's the process that I didn't feel I needed to go. You could have attached the little suction cup things on either side, but no. They decide that the way you're going to do this is you're going to have a plastic piece, and then you mount the one shower rod into it, and then you slide a little screwy thing that has a sleeve, and then you tighten that up. And my little fingers, now look, I don't consider these fingers to be Andre the Giant fingers.
No.
But they're larger. I'm a normal man. I've got a normal sized hand, maybe an XL if I was buying a pair of gloves. And my fingers don't fit in to the little area that whatever F-stick decided that he would do this. And so I am fumbling. I must have dropped this screw 8 times to the point where there is now, sitting at the kitchen table, perspiration coming off my forehead because I need to do this. So
luckily you didn't have to assemble it in the tub.
No, I'm not assembling it in the tub. But this process is, I'm expecting seriously this job to be a 20 to 25 minute job.
If that.
As 7:15 in the morning, as an hour and 15 minutes ticked by, I suddenly realized that I finally got the little sleeve screw, and I've mounted the thing where it needs to be mounted. Then they say, put the cover on and run the smaller screw, and this screw, I am not exaggerating, this screw is the size, it is not even a pebble. I don't know how you would describe it. It is microscopically small.
As big as a Tic Tac?
It is much smaller than a Tic Tac.
Is it like an eyeglass screw?
It is a Tic Tac chip. Huh?
Like an eyeglass screw?
Yeah, it's exactly what it's like, an
eyeglass
screw. Eyeglass
screws.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a screw head on it. What it has is an indentation where you put your little Allen wrench, which they included, this microscopic Allen wrench that you have.
Allen Jr.
And these screws fell down, and I've got four of them. You got to put the cover on the suction cups device, and these screws fell on the floor, I'm not exaggerating, probably 8 or 9 times. And every time they would fall, because they're microscopic, and then I find... So it starts out where the Allen wrench just doesn't seem to be working. Then I get my own screwdriver, because I'm handy that way.
Right.
Yeah. I have a tiny little mini screwdriver. I'll show you the one that I got. Hold on.
Okay, excellent.
Please. Right back. Well, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Do you think I pick on him too much for never using Amazon? Because you know he doesn't.
No, he does.
No, he barely does.
I think for the sake of the story, he said he went to Home Depot.
Yes.
But he really got it
but
through Amazon.
But at the beginning of the show, he said he went to Home Beyond. And I was like, I've never been to that store before.
Home Beyond.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think he does Amazon all the time. Yeah. And who wouldn't with the convenience?
Oh, I do.
I
know
all
you
the
do.
Time. I live there.
No, but I don't think he does. He never talks about packages coming to his house.
What we need to do is give him the soft sell. You're doing the hard sell, and he's rearing up.
I mean, we're going into year 5 of this.
I know.
I'm going to show you.
And that's why they're called
giraffes. I'm going to show the size of these screws. I'm going to show you.
Oh, that's the little baby screwdriver?
Oh, that's a big screwdriver. Where's the screw? Where's the screw? Where's the screw?
Screws in the shower head now, where I succeeded in installing.
Okay.
Shower rod.
Oh, so put the tip of it right to the camera. It's hard to tell from here.
God, that's not the first time he said that.
Well, see, that's bad perspective. You don't get that, you know?
That looks like, Mike, it's like watching House of Wax.
How do I do the perspective?
Hold it up next to a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, next to
here's the iPhone.
Okay, iPhone.
Okay.
That doesn't do it either.
What?
No, it's a, you know what it is?
It's a backdrop.
Okay, pen cap.
Pen cap.
It's a small screwdriver, but Mike, you know what? It's not a tiny screwdriver.
No, it's not.
It's not like a jeweler's screwdriver.
Hey. Is it the gauge of the head of the Allen wrench?
It's similar to the head of an Allen wrench.
Okay.
It's in a screwdriver form, and that's what I did.
You look like you're threatening
us. 8 or 9 times, and including one particular time where this screw that doesn't have a screw head, it's just got a little indentation, and then
it's a cylinder with a slot on one end.
It's total crap, and it fell down, and one of these four screws that I had fell down and went into screw purgatory where I couldn't find the goddamn thing, and I'm looking for it for hours and hours and hours, and I finally get it in there. Then the process begins where I have to mount the shower rod in there. So I take the other one out,
right?
And the one thing I did that was really good, I realized that you have to put two of these pieces together, and then there is another microscopic screw that you have to screw into the joining area so that you adjust it properly, and then you bind the two together doesn't slip.
A final screw.
But you have to get guesswork at the whole time, and I swear
to God.
You
say guesswork, Mike. I've done a few projects with you, and I remember mostly trying to get your windows in order when we broke down the studio in Manassas. You're not big on instructions.
I don't want to waste my time with it. Well, first of all, the instructions don't tell you anything with this. You know that. What? What was that? What? What?
You don't want to waste your time with instructions?
No, I don't want to waste my time. I mean, okay. I look at the instructions, but
I used to be you. I honestly used to be you. I'm smart enough. These instructions are for dummies. Right. I don't need to deal with this. And then
None of the problems I had, boys, were a result of not reading the instructions.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, as far as knowing where everything went and how the thing worked, no problem whatsoever.
Okay.
It
mm-hmm.
still requires you to get up. The only thing I will tell you is the shower curtain in this particular bathroom is 14 feet up. This is the longest shower curtain in. Oscar, you used that shower.
I did. Yeah.
So you know that it's a long shower curtain.
I didn't notice.
Right?
I thought it was a big shower. I never noticed a problem.
Well, it depends on the size of the person in the shower.
That's true.
That would depend on how big it is.
But also,
I thought it was a nice bathroom. I was like, this is a nice bathroom.
It's a nice bathroom, but it's a little dated, and they've got these things called sconces. Which are decorative.
Oh, I hate sconces. F that.
They put, you know where she put sconces in this house?
Where?
She's got sconces over the shower cord, the shower rod.
Why?
So there is a sconce above the bathtub.
Yeah, inside the bathtub. I remember that. I said, wow, this
is a
well-lit.
Sconce
is a
on
well-lit
the outside,
bathtub.
And inside that, you've got your shower rod with your plastic.
Man, with that, you can really see your balls because it's so well-lit in there. But other than that, I can't see.
Well, it's not well-lit. You can't see your balls because the sconce with their little cloth yellow chicky wallpaper, curtains and all that. Anyway, it's a compromise
because she wanted diffused light so you could see your balls, but they would be beautiful.
Who's she?
Well, no, I say she. This was a model home 13 years ago.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. This was a company car 13 years ago. House is a little threadbare, okay? Like, not as successful as I used to be, okay? Let's just say that some of the locations in the O'Mara Ranch perhaps need a little updating.
Well, they did, Mike, is because it was a model home, they might have not cut, but snipped some corners. Yes. And they might not have gone for the A-plus sconce. This might be what is known as a contractor-grade sconce.
It's a
make sure everything's well-lit, Sonny.
That's right. Because if it's light, it looks big.
Yeah.
Now get the F out of here. We're going to sell it.
1924. 1924, Mike O'Mara gets his sconces put up in his bathroom. Hi, Mr. O'Mara. Well, go ahead, put up your shower curtain. Fantastic. This is great. The 1950s are a good time to put up shower curtains and sconces with faded yellow curtains and holes in the wall where things have been damaged. Yes, it's Mike O'Mara's Florida house. Yes, otherwise known as Cocoon. Yes. Welcome. What a lovely home this is. In 1952, the Mike O'Mara residence in South Florida was quite lovely. Yes, that's right.
Did it feature all the modern conveniences?
Yes, it's 1903. Teddy Roosevelt has decided that he's going to decorate Mike O'Mara's house. What a wonderful time it is for sconces covering bathtubs. Wonderful stuff, yes.
Your community was one of the first bedroom communities, right?
And by one of the first bedroom communities in South Florida. After World War II, the GIs came back because of the GI Bill. They were able to build Mike O'Mara's house. It was
all right. Anyway,
hot and cold running water.
You could you could take Mike's house, and if you were filming a history piece,
yes,
you could actually take it back in time because everybody there, it looks like what you would expect, like you would see in a movie. Correct?
Yeah, you can actually see Mike's house in the third episode of the Roosevelts documentary.
Yeah. Well, two doors down, Rosie the Riveter lives down there, and it's fantastic. So anyway, after all the screws, I still ultimately got lucky. And
yeah!
it's seated there, and
how many
bowed out
in?
The right way. I wrapped this project up at about 8 o'clock this morning.
Is the shower curtain on the rod now?
It is on the rod now. Yes,
okay, and
it
how
is on the rod now?
Did you
but
give it a little? Did you give it a little tug to see how sturdy it felt?
Nah, didn't want to even deal with that. But you
Someone's
know what?
Gonna find out.
The only thing that's preventing the shower curtain from moving easily is it is because it bows out.
Yes.
It is behind the sconce, or I should say,
it is behind the 1950s sconce. That is out there, and unfortunately, the shower curtain is wedged up against the sconce, and so it pulls very, very difficult. It's very difficult to pull it, you see. The 1950s, yeah.
You're going to need to have the handyman remove the sconce, Mike.
Yeah, sure, I'll just call
Mike's house, you could film a new episode of The Wonder Years.
that's the image you're giving.
Yes,
but I did it. But the end of the story is I did it, and this is a project where I think a skilled person probably would have accomplished this in a half an hour or less.
Will you do me
took 2 hours to do it.
Will you do me a favor? Just make me a promise. Is we're starting early tomorrow. We're going to roll tape at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, no projects tomorrow morning.
Don't shower before the show.
Why?
Because when you finish shaving with your Harry's razor and you go to whip your shower curtain open and that rod comes tumbling down, we don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
Guess what? Guess what? I installed the shower rod and then took my shower this morning.
Oh, so it did. It made
so
it through the first
battle
test.
Tested, baby.
Took it for a test spin.
It is battle tested.
What color is the curtain? Do you have to get a new curtain?
Or do you still have the WJFK curtain?
The WJFK
the
shower.
The one with
curtain.
The sports junkies on it.
No, it's my Playboy shower curtain. It's my Hugh Hefner Playboy shower curtain.
Yeah.
My Farrah Fawcett shower curtain that I have. Oscar, why do you have two bottles of wine there? What are those there for?
Oh, we've got a sponsor coming in. We have a sponsor dinner tonight. Yeah, Robin.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we got to.
Did I forget about that or did
No.
Should I not be saying anything about this?
No, it's fine.
If you'd like to drive
Listen
up.
To you guys. You're getting all cagey on me. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what's going on.
You would be the guy that, you know, we just murdered someone and there's blood everywhere. And we're like, let's just do a show and get over with. Hey, guys, what's up with the blood everywhere?
Well, this is always nice. It's always new and nice when we have a new sponsor.
Yeah.
We're excited to meet with them tonight.
Oh, this is the guy who wanted to come by and see me.
Yeah,
exactly.
Correct? Yes.
And we decided, do it up there.
Yeah, we
you
told
guys
him
both
you were at the clinic, you know.
In the free clinic. That's
he
where
said
I
he
was.
Can't meet him until you're at least at step 8.
All right, so. Going, I'm not doing a 12-step program.
It was
thank
simply
you very
a
much.
Joke.
He's
that's
hanging
all.
Out
and there
with
is
Betty.
A, by the way, there is the outside shot. I've discussed it with Carla that, we'll just, we'll lift the embargo for one particular weekend. I think that might be.
It's going to be a great Thanksgiving.
That's extremely dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yeah, that's extremely, what's that? It's going to be a good Thanksgiving. What does that mean?
I thought maybe you would, that would be the weekend you would drink would be Thanksgiving.
No, I'm talking about the Reno weekend, for Christ's sake.
I thought,
the show we're doing? Hello?
I thought he meant that it was going to be such a horrible weekend, personally, for you.
No.
Great for the show that Thanksgiving was going to be ruined.
Mike, I was
that's
honestly,
what I thought he meant, too, but then he was talking somehow about Thanksgiving. He's disconnecting on Reno. He's disconnecting on Reno.
Mike, would you relax? I was just being silly. Obviously, it's going to be that weekend. But by saying Thanksgiving, it's just a joke.
Yeah, you're two-stepping right now.
But the thing, my fear is because it has been so long that if I do it, that I wouldn't be able to monitor it. You know, as much as I love having a beverage, an adult beverage on stage, I wouldn't want to be that guy. You know, that's like
the guy that implodes.
Amy Winehouse. You know, I don't want to have that happen.
Oh my
God.
Actually, you know, Mike, I've given this some thought.
What?
I've given this some thought. If you do lift it that weekend, it really should be lifted for two weekends because you need to have one weekend
to
put your toe back in the water. Because who knows? Who knows how it's going to affect you?
Well, some of the listeners have a pool, you know, going as to whether I am or not. I'm leaning towards nay. I'm not going to do
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say if you're going to do it, don't.
Hold on just a second, please.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a phone call coming.
Sure.
Well,
yeah,
do not.
This is the liquor store.
Hi, Carla. You're on the air, Carla. We're doing the show. Hello.
Oh, hi, Carla.
No problem.
Yeah, we're doing this.
Mike
has
a show on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah, that would be very, very valid, Oscar, if we didn't start a half hour late because of you. So I mean,
that's please. Yeah. It's 12:02. My chick's dad died, you Jesus.
All right. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills.
Keep in your pants.
Oh, the gloves
the Mike O'Mara show. All right.
Do you find yourself awake at 2 a.m. with a gnawing pain in your stomach? Did your lunchtime sandwich leave you feeling unsatisfied? Maybe you missed breakfast. Oh no! Perhaps all you need is some cake and cookies to fill that void. Cake and cookies. Much better than an after-dinner mint and best enjoyed with alcohol. Served up every Wednesday at morebroadcasting.com.
Wow, I like that one. That was terrific. Way to go, Katie.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
job.
She was thirstier than me on this week's episode. You might want to check it out.
Was that
and
proper?
I like that she's yeah. finally embraced that wow. name that I gave the show, the Cake and Cookies show.
Yeah, it's the cake and the cookies. It's
that's,
awesome.
That's good stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time for news you may not need. Brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel maximizes your football fun by making you a part of the action. If you haven't joined FanDuel yet, you need to change that this week. Turn your fantasy expertise into cash. I've got Rofo here, do I not?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
No pressure this weekend, Rofo. No pressure whatsoever. Are we going to win?
I think we are. We had a rough week last week, but the great thing about FanDuel is you can reset your lineup for the next week, and you'll be able to get back in the money.
He's just making it up as he goes on. Have you put together a lineup yet?
I have.
Well,
you
give
do
the who's, lineup, you jerk. You just sit there.
That's
with
all
your
I want. I didn't need you
grin.
To do. I didn't need you to do the shtick. For yeah. God's oh. sakes, I want hey. You to give the nuts and bolts.
Hey. Was, yeah. Play your position.
He okay. was up all night
Jesus.
Writing copy, Mike.
Your position.
Speaking of positions, position. At quarterback, we have Russell Wilson.
What? Now what? No, we don't. You didn't put a lineup in. That's the lineup from last week.
I like the matchup again this week.
No, you're lying.
No, I'm dead serious. I have
you're
it
lying.
Right
you didn't
got
put
it
together.
Him. He's got it.
I have
him.
It right
he
here.
Him. He does. He
you
does.
Why don't play? Why are you playing? You who's the man? Who are they
he's
playing? Who's
due
Seattle
for a
playing?
Comeback.
They are playing the Denver Broncos. Two big offenses. It'll be a shootout. There'll be a lot of points scored.
You know,
all right,
I like to shoot out your sinuses. Why does
okay,
it sound like you're
all
so
right, anyway,
stuffy?
Thank Jesus. You, Rofo. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season, but you can't win if you don't play, so get started today. Another tough weekend for us. Remember, there's a new user special, but the offer ends soon, so you got to act now. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use the code TMOS. The first 50 to use the TMOS code get their deposit matched up to $200. That's free money. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today and then listen to me and Rofo next week when we talk about how much money we won.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Are you sick,
looking
Rofo?
Forward to
that. No, I'm not.
Are you
not? The nation looking through your neighbor's window. The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need.
Now I'm really concerned.
A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Jesus Christ.
Are you
I'm over here on the hamster wheel, you know,
sorry,
working
Mike.
My balls off. And I go to guys that probably want to be associated with this show. They get their one little shot, and it's like.
Is it the processing, or are you doing a voice? Have you been working on something? What's happening?
Well, I'm trying to project. How does that sound? Does that sound
all
pretty
right,
good?
Turn his microphone off. Thank
is
you very much.
Is it too late to start the lineup? Because you should really, for your defense, go with your nose, because I've never seen blockage like that.
It may be hard for Jon Stewart fans to imagine, but the beloved Daily Show host is anything but warm and fuzzy, according to staffers quoted in Lisa Rojack's new biography of the comedian, Angry Optimist, The Life and Times of Jon Stewart.
This
you know this
shocks
is coming out?
Me. This shocks me.
One tells the story of a time when Stewart screamed in a producer's face and threw a newspaper at her, only to later apologize and explain, sorry, that's bad, Jon. I try not to let him out. Whoa. If that's,
oh, my God.
Can I say something? If that's all they got, then, you know, That, to me, ain't that much. When you consider behavior patterns from Letterman and Bill O'Reilly, if he yelled at a producer, if anybody in our business yells at a producer, that's called a normal day.
I swear to God.
For us, it's called show content.
There are more such tales of Stewart's angry side in the book. And the author says, I'm surprised that people are surprised by the angry side. You look at his delivery on the show, and I can see the seething anger in Stewart.
You know what, Mike?
What?
Yeah.
He's a bully.
Yeah.
We should stop watching
his
show.
He's a 5'4" bully. Well, Mike, you worked with the guy. You did a piece with him. How was he to work with?
Well, I mean, he was. We were doing ISDN lines, and so he was in New York and I was in D.C. You know, he laughed and he was fun and he enjoyed the process.
Right.
And I think he gets a lot of joy out of the comedy, but probably he has a pretty high standard for, and that's why that show is as funny
as it
is.
That's why everybody that's great at their jobs, like I'm talking about pinnacle great. Like,
right.
You are at the you're in New York, you're in LA, wherever mm-hmm. you may be, it's because they sweat all the small details. And
yeah, you don't
alone,
half-ass it. You don't
no.
half-ass it.
No, they said the same about Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
Stewart once screamed at Seth MacFarlane, the New York Daily News reports. The book recounts how Stewart called the Family Guy creator after MacFarlane joked about Stewart returning to his show during the Hollywood writers' strike. The quote is, "Who the hell made you the moral arbiter of Hollywood?" he yelled. MacFarlane once talked about the experience with Piers Morgan, calling it an odd Hollywood moment. So,
He's
interesting.
He's a dick, so it doesn't really
you
count.
You don't like Seth MacFarlane
I don't.
At all. You don't like him one little bit. During an interview with Details Magazine, Ben Affleck confirmed reports of this past April that he'd been caught counting cards in a Las Vegas casino.
I remember this.
That's a true story, Affleck said. I mean, that took place, and I took some time to learn the game and became a decent blackjack player. And once I became decent, the casinos asked me not to play blackjack. I mean, the fact that being good at the game is against the rules at the casinos should tell you something about casinos.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right.
So true.
So how did the Batman versus Supreme Dawn of Justice actor get so good at the game?
How?
It's the Batman versus Superman.
What's the count?
Did he use card counter? Did he use card counter from Todd Moore?
Let's
it says
get
Batman,
started.
What was the movie?
Batman
Dawn
Super-
of Justice or
it's Batman versus Superman?
That's the
was
next
he
one,
in
right?
Batman versus Superman?
Well, that's what he should be in. Yes,
yeah, that's coming up, right?
Yes, it's coming up.
It that's- says here Batman versus Supreme Dawn of Justice.
Oh no, it should say
is
Superman.
Is it Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, that's a
because
typo.
It says here Supreme. It's a typo.
Yeah,
all right,
typo.
He
incorrect.
Said I'd always liked. What's that?
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
I had always liked blackjack. I don't play any other games of chance. I don't bet on football games. I don't spell Superman properly. And I don't gamble at all outside of that. But I knew with blackjack that there's a way you can improve your odds. And so I started trying to learn. And then I just got to a point in my life where I'm like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to try and do it really, really well.
Ah.
So that's when he started counting cards. And that's a weird typo because... It really is, you know.
I mean,
it's,
could
it's,
I be wrong? I could be wrong. I don't think that's
Batman
the case.
Versus Supreme colon Dawn of Justice.
It's Superman.
Got to be Superman. Yeah. Batman versus Supreme, unless he's eating a pizza.
Or he's going back to the '60s with Diana Ross. That might be it too.
He killed Mary Wells.
That's right.
He won like $80,000 in one hand.
God, man, I wrote that this morning. It's you know I don't understand this. The Batman versus Supreme. It's not like I cut and pasted it. Several media outlets have
Jesus
identified
Christ.
The doctor who was performing the biopsy that may have led to Joan Rivers' death. And even though we've been referring to him as a he, it's actually a she. Have you heard the name yet? Her name is Gwen Corovin. She's kind of a big deal. She's got a ton of celebrity clients, including Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, Hugh Jackman, John Mayer, Brooke Shields. Meanwhile, Joan's daughter Melissa is expected to file complaints against Dr. Corovin and others over her mother's death. And from everything I've been hearing and reading, that she might have a tremendously legitimate case with all that's gone on.
This doctor has got to be essing bricks.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I think this could bring the whole clinic down, and this is a high-dollar place in a very expensive part of Manhattan. But
I would say
if they did what they say they did, I mean, screw them. You
there's
know,
a chance
up.
That this would change medical regulation and what they allow to be done in offices.
Absolutely.
They might even crack down on that.
And, you know, for anybody that's listening to this, if you're having some kind of procedure, they do so much of this now, these outpatients in little surgical facilities. You know, try to get your stuff done at a hospital. Probably the smart thing to do. Just days after reinstating Adrian Peterson, the Minnesota Vikings have changed their minds again. They've sent him away indefinitely until he resolves his child abuse case. The team's owner released this statement, quote, "We made a mistake. We need to get this right. It's important to always listen to our fans, the community, and our sponsors." Gee, what do you think the most important word is there?
Why would he even say that?
They're still paying him. Yeah.
I know.
So Adrian isn't expected in court till October 8th. The trial could be up to a year away, so it sounds like there's at least a possibility he will not be back this season. Well, that's the way it should be until they work all this crap out, okay? Someone analyzed 216 specific sports team threads on the Reddit website to figure out how frequently the fans of each team use profanity. I thought this was really
fun. Oh, I love this.
There are a whole bunch of teams listed here, but I only gave you the top 10. They covered all the teams in the NFL, NBA, and NHL, and Major League Baseball, and in the end, here's the list. Would you like to know the most profane fans? I can go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10. Which
Mike,
do you want me
how's
to
that as a guess?
I can't see it, Rob. Can't
okay,
see
well,
it
I'm locking
the
in
camera.
My guess. I would love to okay.
10 to 1. 10 to 1, please.
10 to 1, please.
10 to 1. Number 10, the Pittsburgh Pirates, Major League Baseball.
I can see that.
Yeah, me too.
Trashy town.
Number 9, the Chicago Bears. Number 8, the St. Louis Blues. That's interesting. Number 7, the Chicago Blackhawks. Nice to see Chicago. Well represented on the list here. Number 6, no surprise here, Philadelphia Flyers.
That was my guess, Philadelphia. Ding, ding.
Number 5, the L.A. Dodgers. That's interesting. You'd think Mello out in L.A., not the case. Number 4, the L.A. Clippers. They have potty mouths, too. Here's one right in my backyard. Number 3, the Miami Dolphins.
Really?
Number 2, the New York Rangers. And ladies and gentlemen, the number 1 potty mouth fans in sports. Do you know who they are?
Who?
The Boston Bruins fans.
Hey! They're wicked profane.
Shocker.
You want to know why I gave you the top 10? Because the Red Sox fans were number 11. Rain and sewer water weren't the only things flooding Morganton, North Carolina on Friday night, as several business owners reported a deluge of chicken body parts.
Oh, no.
The 6 businesses, listen to the name of this shopping center, in the Tannery Square Shopping Center.
Established
that just sounds gross right there.
Established 1780.
Tannery Square. Have been forced to scour their premises after heavy rain caused a sewage line to back up, pouring water and sewage in through floor drains and toilets, according to Jason Henson, who is the owner of Nomo Frozen Yogurt.
Nomo!
This is such a gross story.
Actually, that could be the headline, couldn't it, Mike, for
the
story?
Would you like to hear... Yes, Nomo. Would you like to hear the quote from the owner of the yogurt store?
Please.
There were eyeballs, gizzards, ground-up feet, bills, all kinds of feathers, intestines, skin, like the whole skin of chickens was coming through, according to Henson.
Oh, God.
Business owners suggested the chicken parts came from a farm, which is located 2/10 of a mile away from Tannery Square, according to Google Maps. the farm did not respond to a request for a comment, so they think it's them. And now a little something-something. It's sad when a stripper with an awesome name gives strippers a bad name. Here's this story. 31-year-old Derek LaShawn Sinclair of Spartanburg, South Carolina, was at a strip club called Club Boom Boom on Monday night.
Named after Tony Bloom.
Yeah.
And please hold your comments till the end. He was having a nice conversation with a stripper named Chocolate Chambers. We're pretty sure that's not her given name, although she's listed as Chocolate Chambers in the police report. Anyway, Chocolate asked Derek to buy her an expensive drink. He said no and then ordered himself a drink. Chocolate asked him where he was getting the money for that drink, and he pulled out his purple Crown Royal bag filled with cash. Classy!
Yes, sirree, at Club Boom Boom.
Man, I wish I was there. When he walked away, Chocolate followed him, knocked him down, and took his money. Chocolate!
Chambers.
The cops took Derek's report but noted he was very drunk. He told them he was, quote, Timsy. Yes, Timsy. The cops are still trying to track down Chocolate Chambers. You know, the only thing I know about this story, I did a little research. I guess Chocolate was hot. Get it?
This
hot chocolate? Thank you. She may have had a chip on her shoulder.
Oh, no.
You know when this happened?
When?
Sunday. Oh, man. But the customers are on her side, though, because Club Boom Boom is a chocolate bar. sorry. Do the best I can. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball. Rob Spiewak with a quickie audio ball right after this. Sorry, you stole all your time. Rob. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
You know, just the other day I was saying to Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, guys, if you interrupt me one more time, I'm going to hit you. No, that's not true. Corporal punishment and the NFL and people hitting other people, it's never good. But that's what we talk about this week, and including Oscar's history of child abuse. Not that he has abused children, that, you know, his parents used to hit him. Then again, I work with him. I'd hit him, too. Anyway, it's a great Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour this week at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by LegalZoom. When you're figuring out your future, you need peace of mind. And to get real peace of mind, you've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help that you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 13 years, LegalZoom has been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, and living trusts. LegalZoom also helps file LLCs, S-corporations, and more to protect you against personal liability. LegalZoom was started by some of the best legal minds in the country, and they make it easy to get the legal protection that you need. If you have questions, you can always reach out to someone at LegalZoom, and they'll talk you through the entire process. You can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they're not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter our code TMOS in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com and use promo code TMOS today to protect your family and take control of your family's future at LegalZoom. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, September 18, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
I don't say this very often, but a tip of the hat to Jimmy Fallon. I've been, you know, I check his show out every once in a while. Yeah, I checked it out this week.
You hated on him for so long. You finally, I think, are
well,
turning.
He does some really great stuff. For one thing, he booked Jerry Lewis this week and went out of his way to make Jerry look. No, but listen to this. He went
That's
out of his
it.
Way.
There, to, you wanted to know? You wanted to know why? There it is. There it is. Right
he made
there.
Jerry look good. But in the modern times, Mike, he's
he
still
made
doing,
Jerry look good.
He did.
That's why I like Jimmy Fallon. Because he made Jerry look
okay,
good.
Okay, let me. If I paint
zillions
in broader
strokes. People love him.
If I paint it, yeah, zillions. If you paint in broader strokes, I think he does make the effort to make all guests look good.
You
and that
have
is sort
never,
of a lost start.
You've never put over Jimmy Fallon in your life, and right now is the only time you're doing it, and it's because he put over the guy that you love.
Wouldn't it be funny if I had a clip to play that wasn't that, though?
Oh, please.
Ah. This is a really creative idea. We do so many times where people go around and bust on local news anchors. What Jimmy Fallon did was send happy headlines to real news anchors to read, and I really laughed at this. I like this. Check it out.
We have just received word that muffins are still delicious. All you have to do is buy one and eat it. Because there was no crime today, police have released this drawing of a frog on a skateboard.
The movie Guardians of the Galaxy has been given two thumbs up by Santa Claus.
A dog in Oregon is doing well after it accidentally ate 43 socks, but that's okay because he's a good boy. Such a good little boy. Who's a good boy? He is.
In local news, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Today's forecast sunny with a 100% chance of fun.
Earlier today, a bank was robbed. And by robbed, I mean hugged. And by bank, I mean koala bear.
And finally tonight, that girl who broke your heart in high school is sorry. She realizes now that she let you slip through her fingers. As it turns out, you were the best thing that ever happened to her.
Isn't that great?
That's great. Sweet. That's
creative
good.
He's,
you know, he's
well
a positive
done.
Guy. I like his take on it. He's not the same bitter, acerbic guy that you know you see on a lot of the late night shows. So it's fun.
Also, this was on the YouTube. I found this yesterday. A guy in the wild screaming a really realistic coyote call.
Oh.
And listen to the response he gets in nature. This is neat. This is the guy.
How many coyotes are out
you
there?
You don't see any, but God, doesn't it just sound like there's a million of them?
Can you play that again? That's,
yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
That's very, very disturbing.
Time to move.
God, isn't that great? And that really that surprised me because all along I thought a coyote sounded like this.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Wile E. Coyote. Genius.
I am not selling anything, nor am I working my way through college.
So you live and you learn. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, that was great.
We got to get out of here. Hey, everybody, remember, we are selling our tickets for CAT 2014. The Mike O'Mara Show Live. We return to the Mandalay Ballroom at the Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in scenic, beautiful Reno, Nevada, Saturday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Get your tickets today. Mike running 8. Now, you shouldn't play it there. I'm about to give the phone number, 800-648-5010. That's 800-648-5010. Tickets available starting Monday, September 15th, and they're running through when we sell it out, and we want to sell it out soon. Special room rates are available. Click the link at MikeOmeraShow.com for all the information, and send your audio demo if you are a DJ. Send it to DJ@MikeOmeraShow.com, and maybe you could be our house DJ for the evening. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.